Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
I'm Luka Tomac from Friends of the Earth Croatia, and for last 1.5 years I've been working on a Keepers project, which was portraying 22 stories from around Europe of people dedicating their time or even life to a certain campaign or topic. And the result of the project is a book that consists out of all these testimonies, plus exhibition that is currently open in Brussels and is planned to travel around the Europe in next 1 year.
And can you tell me a bit about the idea behind the book?
The basic idea was actually to support campaigns and stories from the grassroots of European environmental movement, to give them space and present them on European level. We try to juggle in a way that we don't have similar stories, but the ones that are presented in the books symbolize also many others that are happening in the same way. But these are kind of personalized stories, when through one person's stories, through one person kind of tale, we try to present the problem, the solution, and the people working on it.
And can you tell me a bit about the story behind the name Keepers?
I mean, the name is trying to symbolize the local environmental defenders and those people who dedicate part of their life trying to keep and protect some species or communities. I would not say those are the keepers only of the environment, but keepers also of the communities, defenders of human rights. Yes, some of them are working in quite difficult situations. In some stories, there were quite confrontational activities involved in the campaigns, like, for example, in Czech Republic around deforestation and Šumava National Park, and also in Norway, which is kind of a highlight because the big article was published in Guardian that's trying to support the campaign, because Norwegian government will make a decision, will they allow a dump of huge amount of mining waste into the fjord. So these kind of stories that really vary from community resisting to some big project, big developments, or positive examples where one person dedicated their life for certain species, like on the example of Cyprus, where one couple managed to restore the habitat of the sea turtles and increase population of them for 3 times in just several years.
So you've been traveling around for a year to capture these stories?
Mainly, I used 2 summers, last year and this year, to do most of the material, and then did some bits in between. And then last 3 months, we were working a lot with like the production phase of exhibition of the book and the website, which is online. And website actually consists out of all stories, or you can check all the stories on the website as well.
You traveled around and captured these 22 individual stories. Can you tell me any one of your strongest memories in the process of creating this book?
Yeah, I mean, it was also kind of a personal journey. But the idea at the beginning was only to map those stories, and the fact that some stories are isolated and highlighted on European level also bring them a bit of international visibility for local stories themselves. As we went kind of on the way, we decided that this is good enough material for not only for the online tools, but also for the book and exhibition. And this is actually how we decided that we will print. The book now has 254 pages, and it's quite a big book. And quite a few of those stories could be a book for themselves. And of course, there are many, many nice memories from that whole journey. If I need to kind of isolate one story or one memory, that would definitely be the Norwegian fjord and the community that lives in the fjord, which mining company wants to completely ruin. It's a community of fishermen and artists, very small and very dedicated to struggle. And the fact that I had the opportunity to spend a week with them was already a big kind of experience and gift. And yeah, dedication of those people was inspirational. And of course, the Norwegian landscapes are inspirational as well. I mean, the filming part I did mainly by myself, but in a production of book, I had a quite big support of a wider team from Friends of the Earth Europe office that helped me actually to digest all these materials, because it's a lot of materials. There was also a lot of videos being collected that we still didn't manage to process, because it's just being too much for a short time and small team, and we wanted to get going as soon as possible, because some stories or some campaigns are quite relevant and need support more or less straight away.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.